welcome to Off Topic Talk, the Brain Dump Show. I've been piling up news and information and not getting it into the regular shows for some time now. So today I decided to do an information dump. This is not on the regular show schedule. It's going to come in between any one of a number of different episodes, so you'll hear it when it shows up. In addition to doing a brain purge today, I'm also testing out a new mic I picked up. If it fails miserably, I'll redo the show. Otherwise, things may sound a little bit different around here. So please let me know if you prefer this new mic, or if the one I've been using is more to your satisfaction. Additional commentary today is provided courtesy of my cat Loki, who always waits until just before I start recording to become playful and loud. Additional sound effects tonight will be provided by my propane-powered fireplace, because it's February here in Michigan, and that means winter, with a capital W, is finally here. It is cold out there. For most of the last week or so, the high temperatures have been in the single digits, Fahrenheit. Sorry, I don't know the Celsius conversion off the top of my head. Wind chill has been between 10 and 20, below zero. What that means in the here and now is flesh starts to freeze in under an hour of exposure. Yick. Frostbite is not your friend. For any listeners in the south or along the west coast, I am very jealous of you right now. If only my brother was getting married this week instead of next month, I'd be in Arizona at this point enjoying the sunny, warm weather. Well, you can't have everything. Where would you put it? Quick promo, and then we'll get into the show.
If you're like a lot of people, you may find mass media coverage of scientific and technical issues to be confusing, inconsistent, even downright annoying. If that's how you feel, I've just got one thing to say to you. It's not your fault. The fact of the matter is, in a number of mass media formats, the coverage of science and technology is being dramatically reduced. Many reporters that had been dedicated to covering science and technology issues have been laid off. Coverage of controversial science news is being watered down to avoid irritating any subscribers, and the resulting coverage is often mangled, dumbed down, sensationalized, and stripped of context. So if you're fed up with soundbite science, check out the Geek Counterpoint podcast. Every week or so, you'll get a short podcast, about 20 minutes, on science and technology issues. I attempt to correct gross errors in science reporting, fill in missing background behind science and technology stories, and basically function as your Geek to English translator. You can subscribe via iTunes or from the website at geekcounterpoint.net.
The world is a vast and interesting place. So many people equates to so many ideas. Lots of them are probably garbage, but there are some really fascinating things going on all around us. It's time for me to share some of those which have caught my attention with all of you. Let's start with some simple rules for life. First, we have the rule of holes. This applies to business and to your social life. The first rule of holes: when you find yourself in one, stop digging. The second rule of holes: if you're going to dig one, dig it deep, wide, and comfortable, because you are going to be in it for a very long time. Some information here from Time Magazine. The state of West Virginia is going to be sponsoring some free weight loss programs to help fight the estimated $100 million in healthcare costs related to obesity that the state incurs each year. Military and police forces have been at the forefront of the development of non- or less-than-lethal devices for quite some time now. From that, we've come up with such things as the taser, the stun gun, pepper spray, pellet throwers, devices which can be used to disable someone without actually going all the way to lethal force. Now look for some new items that will start appearing in their repertoire in the near future. This includes items like a crowd-control energy weapon that causes an intense burning sensation in subjects exposed to its area of effect. However, the electromagnetic-based discharge causes no long-term real injury. There's also a supersized bullhorn device, which is being tested. This device generates an intense sonic blast, rendering targets disoriented from massive headaches. This is also being used by some non-military vessels at sea to deter pirate attacks. Popular Science has a slew of interesting technologies to share with us. For instance, a pen that, through both an IR and an ultrasonic transmission device, stores a copy of whatever you are writing on your pad of paper simultaneously on your computer through a USB interface. A future device is going to have onboard storage, so all you need is the special pen and a little tiny box about the size of half of a pack of cards that you put at the top of your pad of paper. The February 2007 issue of Popular Science also includes a really cool how-to article on how to turn an old laptop into a wall-mounted touchscreen web panel and household message board. It uses an old laptop, the one in the article is a 5-year-old Dell, an inexpensive touchscreen add-on, and a Wi-Fi card of some type, along with some collaborative software, web-based, to share calendar and memo information. I think that I'm probably going to make one of these for my house sometime soon. On a slightly different front, you can sign up for free at the website grandcentral.com, and through their service, coordinate which of your various telephones will receive calls from whom. It also allows you to access voicemail online from any web browser. Very cool for the family on the go. ABC News had an article about some changes to New York City's 911 call service. With the increase in the number of camera phones, they are beginning to implement technology which will allow callers to send along photos and videos of whatever emergency they're calling in on the phone line. If you haven't already checked out Discovery Channel's new show, Future Weapons, do so. I haven't seen much of it, but one of the most fascinating things I've seen so far is dragon skin body armor. This is the next generation in personal protection for military and probably eventually for law enforcement. It uses a series of overlapping plates of a titanium ceramic alloy, and the shape and distribution of the plates also contributes to the deflection capability of the armor. The episode of the show demonstrated the effectiveness of this by the host firing multiple rounds of armor-piercing ammunition from a couple of high-powered assault rifles, and these bullets did not penetrate the armor. An earlier test firing showed that these things could punch through a half-inch thick steel plate like a sheet of paper, and there was no penetration beyond the vest carrier itself. The one-liner for today? Information, not passion, is best used to facilitate change. I'm sorry, I do not remember who said this, but if you know, please email me at offtopictalk@gmail.com so I can attribute this quote properly. All right, I'm ready for a musical interlude. Listen to this, and I will see you on the other side.
I'm a 21st century man with my 21st century stuff. Like my GPS and PCI Express are never gonna be enough. I got a toothbrush that turns the mattress. Got a phone that'll walk the cat. My plasma TVs record DVDs, but I don't care about that. I want my flying car. I want my flying car. I want this 2-bit Dodge the hell out of my garage. Hitch my station wagon to a star. I want my flying car.
They told us we'd have robots and portable fusion on our bodies so we wouldn't stay dead. But I have to doubt, cause it didn't come out the way Mr. Asimov said. My coffee brews itself every morning. My shower cleans itself every night. But twice a day I'm caught in a traffic knot. I'm growing older at every red light. I want my flying car. I want my flying car. You know it just ain't fair, I wanna hit the air. Bid the street life au revoir. I want my flying car. I want my flying car. If I make a mistake, I can use my air brake or grab a phone line with a spar. I want my flying car. No more waiting and hating and jerks tailgating when I'm levitating over the town. Parking fees wouldn't matter, I'd drop a rope ladder overside and climb right down. No barrels or cones or construction zones, no blasting radios in the next lane. I'd put on a Stetson and make like George Jetson. If I've got a flying car, I can get a girl like Jane. A thousand miles to the gallon. It never rides bumpy or loud. When the weather gets nasty, I make a real fast Z-positive climb through the clouds. I never worry about signs or signals, 'cause who's gonna take me to jail? Wait, what's that siren? Is someone else flying? I got pigs on the wing on my tail up in my flying car. I want my flying car. Why stay on the ground when you can drive around in a Chevrolet Shooting Star? I want my flying car. I want my flying car. Well, I don't care how, 'cause I'm ready now. The future can't be that far. I want my flying car.
Welcome back, everyone. That was the incredible, the strange, and the fabulously talented Tom Smith. Please, please, please visit him on the web at tomsmithonline.com. If you never visit any other website I provide in the entire course of this show or any other show that I do, visit this website. This thing is packed full of entertainment and fun. All right, think about this, folks. We have a large number of warning labels on all sorts of merchandise. Warnings about not doing things that seem like common sense to most of us. Consider that for the label to exist, someone had to do the dumb thing in the first place. And here are a bunch of for instances. Do not place coat hanger here. This I saw on a fire suppression sprinkler head in a hotel room. For external use only. And, warning, this product can burn eyes, both of these on curling irons. How about, do not use in shower on an electric hairdryer. And now that we're warmed up, caution, do not spray in eyes on a container of underarm deodorant. Do not eat toner on a toner cartridge for a laser printer. Warning, knives are sharp on the packaging of a sharpening stone. Product will be hot after heating on a microwavable TV dinner. And to top it all off, this one was found on a stroller. Remove occupants from the stroller before folding it. How foolish are people, really? On the topic of foolish, I am now going to do my movie spoiler segment. From the point that you hear the warning tone, everything I say for about 15 seconds is a spoiler for some famous film. In the end, the ship sinks. The ape dies. Rosebud was his sled. Bacteria kills the Martians. The shark, it gets blown up. The Death Star, it gets blown up. Soylent Green is people, Miranda is a planet, and Wash dies. Alright, the spoilers are officially done. I just have to add to the tail end of that, I would like to thank Evo Terra for making a tragic moment of a wonderful film into an internet meme. Anyways, over at the Evil Mad Scientist website, you can find plans for how to build a trebuchet out of Legos. How cool is that? Yes, folks, I'm 41 years old, and I still think Legos are cool. I will continue to believe that for the rest of my life, and a trebuchet of any size, also really cool. Then we have one of the most fascinating articles I have ever found over at DamnInteresting.com. It seems that there are dead people in India, walking around, working, leading fairly ordinary lives. Estimates put the numbers between 10 and 20,000 of them. Humor aside, apparently, between the interfamily strife, lack of arable farmland, and the corruption of some of the local bureaucracy, people have fallen victim to a new fraudulent activity. An official is bribed, paperwork is filed, and a person is suddenly declared dead. Death certificate, all the appropriate paperwork. It's all there. They are dead, even though they are up and walking around. Some of them don't even find this out for quite some time. The purpose of this is typically financial. Relatives can collect pensions and take over property, the primary reason for this. The problems have become severe enough that there is an unofficial organization, the name of which translated in English is the Association of the Dead. The purpose of the group is to assist its members in regaining their life and their property. Check out the show notes for the whole story. Alright folks, it's late, I'm tired, and it is getting really cold in here, despite the fireplace, which I'm now going to turn off. I have a warm bed with a warmer mattress pad waiting for me upstairs. I'm going to go partake of them. As always, I want to thank everyone for listening. Please feel free to leave me some feedback at the blog, offtopictalk.blogspot.com, through email at offtopictalk@gmail.com, or you can leave a voice message through the My Chingo button on the blog site. If you have anything you'd like to say, I'm certainly open to listener-submitted content as well, so write something up or record it and email it to me. Please keep a close ear on the show. I have got a regular domain name set up, and I'm in the process of setting up some new hosting as well. I will announce for a while before I switch the feed over, and I'll keep both feeds active for a while after I switch over to minimize the chance of someone losing the show. But do keep your ears closely tuned to the show and listen for updates as I make them available. I'm also going to be starting a new podcast sometime in the next few months, so listen for updates on that front as well. For my music notes, check out the show notes. Off Topic Talk is produced under a Creative Commons, non-commercial, attribution, share-alike license. Thanks for listening, everyone. Have a safe journey and stay warm.
This show is a member of the Blueberry Podcasting Network. That's Blueberry without any E's. BLUBRRY.com.